Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, who was separated unto the gospel of God, a chapter from his epistle to Hebrews, may he bless him Jesus Christ. Then indeed even the first covenant had an ordinances of divine service and the earthly sanctuary. For a tabernacle was prepared, the first part in which was lampstand, the table, and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary, and behind the second veil, the part of the tabernacle which is called holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the ark of covenant overlaid on all sides with gold, in which was a golden pot that had the manna, Aaron's rod, the budded, and the tablets of the covenant. And above it was a cherubim of glory overshadowing the mercy seat. Of these things we cannot now speak in detail. Now when these things had been thus prepared, the priests always went into the first part of the tabernacle, performing the services. But into the second part, the high priest went alone once a year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the people's sin committed in ignorance. The Holy Spirit indicating this, that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest while the first tabernacle was still standing. It was symbolic for the present time in which both gifts and sacrifices are offered, which cannot make him who performed the service perfect in regard to the conscience. The concerned only with food and drink, various washing and fleshly ordinance imposed until the time of reformation. But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come, with the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is not of this creation, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. Grace of God the Father be with all of you. Amen.